Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Kendra Grover.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Miss Kendra, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'll be your intake specialist today. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'm gonna ask you a few quick questions to see if you meet the requirements to participate. Was this for yourself or a loved one?
Myself, ma'am.
For yourself, okay. And did you get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with a law firm for this matter?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, perfect. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatment or any surgeries?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay. Where were you treated? What hospital or medical center?
In the medical center of Houston, Texas Medical Center. I went to Memorial Hermann.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Memorial Hermann. Okay. Is that, let's see, is that on Fannin Street?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Let me just get the address here. Give me 1 second. Is that where you were diagnosed as well?
It's also there, yes. Dr. Kadir is also there, my doctor.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can you spell that for me?
Yes. That's the Q-A-D-E. Mm-hmm. First name, Tassin.
Go ahead.
That's the doctor that gave me the first shot.
Oh, okay. That's the doctor that gave you the shot. Okay, give me 1 second here. Okay, Dr. Kader. Is that the last name or the first name?
That's the last name.
Last name. Okay. Dr. Kader, that was at Memorial Hermann Texas Medical Center?
UT, yes. And UT. UT.
Oh, UT. Okay.
Kader, UT.
Oh, okay. Is that the first name?
No. That's the last name. Tassin Kader.
Okay. All right. Can you repeat that one more time? I have Dr. Kadir. Is Kadir the last name or the first name?
Kadir is the last name. Q-A-D-E-E-R.
Okay. And what is the first name? Can you spell it for me?
Tassin. That's my OBGYN.
Okay. Can you spell the first name for me?
Tassin. T-A-H-S-E-E-N.
Anne as in Nancy?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for that. Was that doctor located at Memorial Hermann?
That is Dr. Tassin. The doctor that's located at Memorial Hermann is
yes,
Dr.
Ma'am.
Blanco and Dr. Arthur.
Okay, you said Dr. Blanco?
Dr. Blanco and Dr. Arthur. Dr. Arthur was my neurosurgeon, the one who did the diagnosis and did the surgery for the meningioma.
Okay, thank you for that. So Dr. Arthur, is Arthur the last name or the first name?
Arthur Day, D-A-Y.
Arthur Day, thank you so much. I apologize, it's kind of hard to hear. It sounds like, are you driving right now?
No, I pulled over so I can talk to you.
Oh, okay, perfect. Thank you so much. This will just take about 15 minutes here. Okay, let me just copy the address for Memorial Hermann. That's 6411 Fannin Street.
Yes, Fannin, yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. Thank you. Just give me 1 second here. Okay. Where was your OBGYN located? What medical center?
Benetensis Medical Center.
Was it a different location than Memorial Hermann or the same place?
No, it's the same place.
The same place. Okay. All right, one second here. And have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously before the meningioma?
No.
No. Okay. All right. And when were you diagnosed with the meningioma? What was the date?
June 2014, June 2nd, 2014.
June of 2014. You said June 20?
Yeah. June 2nd, June 2, 2014.
June 2nd. Okay, thank you. And besides yourself, was there anybody else that you know that was injured by Depo-Provera?
I believe I had a friend that was telling me she had some complications and stuff too.
Oh, okay. So some friends. Okay,
Yes.
I'll send you some information afterwards so that you can forward it to them as well, okay?
Well,
Okay.
All right. And what is your date of birth?
12/27/1986, ma'am.
Okay. 12/27/1986. And for the Depo-Provera, did you use the injectable contraceptive, the brand name Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And did you use it for a minimum of 1 year, meaning you took four injections in 1 year?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. When did you start using it? What year?
Let's say 2009.
2009. Okay. And what year did you stop using it?
Thousand and 14, I want to say.
In 2014. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay. And then I have your first and last name. I have Kandra Grover. Can you spell your first name for me?
KANDRA.
Okay. And then Grover, I have GROVER.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a middle initial?
Yes.
As in Sam?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then I have your phone number here. Is it 713-320-7289?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a cell phone number?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then I have your email. I have kgrover00@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements to participate so far. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with the intake form. At the end of the questionnaire, I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to work on the case.
Okay.
All righty. And are you able to open your text messages and email through your phone?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Can you confirm your current mailing address?
5711 Waterford Drive, Houston, Texas, 77033. Ooh, hold on, ma'am. Let me get my daughter inside. What's your name?
Oh, is everything okay?
Yeah, it's just raining. Hold on.
Oh, okay. It's raining out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you okay now? Ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let's go ahead and continue here. I have your mailing address. You said 8711 Waterford Drive.
5711.
Okay. 5711 Waterford Drive, Houston, Texas.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then for the attorneys, can you confirm your social?
Yes. One second.
Uh huh.
Zero eight. 1 2. I just got home. Sorry.
Okay. No problem. We're almost done here. I just need about 5 more minutes.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead with your social.
465.
Uh-huh.
99 99 08.
Okay.
1 2.
I'm sorry. I heard. There's too many numbers there. 465. One more time.
465.
Uh huh.
99.
Okay.
0812.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. All right. And then do you have a copy of the medical records for the attorneys later?
Yes.
You do. Okay, perfect. And the last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact number in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time, we'll reach out to them so that there's no disruptions in the case. So for that, is it someone that lives with you or lives separate?
My mother lives with.
Lives with. Okay. And what is the phone number?
832. 741-7453.
Okay. And what is her first and last name?
Joanne Grover.
Okay. Can you spell the first name?
J-O, capital A.
Uh-huh.
N-N.
Okay, Joanne Grover, and then that's your mother. Mm-hmm. She lives with you. Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. Let me just make sure everything is spelled correctly. And that's it for the questionnaire here. I'm going to send you over that retainer agreement. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So you'll be familiar with the document. It's just going to be a few initials and a few signatures, an electronic signature. I'm going to send that over to your email and also through a text message. It's the same thing. Whichever one's easier for you to access, you can open up.
Okay. Can you help?
Yeah, of course. I'll send you, I'm sorry, you can put me on speaker now if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I apologize.
Mm-hmm. All right, no problem. I'm about to send it right now. I don't know if you heard me, but you can put me on speaker if you haven't already.
Okay. So you're on speaker.
Okay, perfect. So I'll stay on the line with you. And yeah, in case you have any questions, go ahead and open it up. Meanwhile, I'm going to look for the information for the attorneys so that I can send that to you.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. No worries. Take your time.
Okay, I'm done.
Oh, okay, all done. All right, so I did get that notification. It looks like everything's signed. Ms. Kendra, that's it for this call today. The next thing you can expect is just wait about 5 business days for them to receive the information. Then they're going to call you back, and they'll let you know what the next steps are, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm sending you a text message with their phone number so that you can save it in your contacts and my direct desk line. If you have any questions, you can call me back or send me a text, okay?
Uh-huh, thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. You have a good night.
Thank you.